What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline, and welcome to day six of Podmas. This is
halfway
point, kind of. I guess after you're done listening to this, then you're halfway, because six and six. Quick math.
Oh my gosh. It's almost like you go to college.
This has been super fun, and I'm honestly so overwhelmingly happy to see how much you guys are loving Podmas.
Oh my gosh,
too.
Me too. It really makes me realize how many of us are in this.
Yeah, seriously, like, the feedback has been so great, so thank you guys. Like, just not to be too sappy, but we really do appreciate all of you so much, and you know, everyone who comments or DMs and all of that, I see every single one of them, and they all mean a lot, so thank you.
Today we're gonna be talking about journaling. So you guys know, if you've been following along with the podcast and with me, love to journal. I love posting my journal prompts for you, and that has evolved into I'm making you guys a journal, like a daily planner journal. It is so jam-packed, and I'm so excited to share it with you.
It's like everything you need in one.
It's everything you need in like a...
Plan your life. Get motivation.
Plan your life. Plan your
journal
days.
Journal your thoughts and intentions and get yourself set up.
Yeah, so before we get into the episode, we'll talk a little bit about what is in that journal. So there's a lot. Like I said, like that thing is jam-packed. We have a daily planner and like to-do page, you know, just to plan out your day. And then we also have a daily journal prompt page. So every single day you get a planner and then you get a page of journal prompts. Each day those prompts are going to be different, and I've put them together and design them so that you're progressing and, you know, growing and gaining awareness, reaching your goals throughout the entire process. And
it's a whole year, right?
Yeah, I'm releasing them in 3 month little bits.
So this is going to be the first 3 months.
Yeah, so this is the first 3 months, because it is like every single day is different, and I've had to put that all together. So it does take time to make it, but that's a good thing because it's so, so good.
And then, also, I feel like a 3 month block is easier
to manage.
To manage
a whole year that is so overwhelming and so much can change in a year. So 3 month chunks are very manageable.
Yeah.
But so then that's the daily thing. Each week there's a page with a new topic. So everything, health, fitness, lifestyle, mindset, law of attraction, or, you know, basic manifestation. Each week, I'm just going to give you guys a little write-up, teach you more about that kind of stuff, and that topic will be different each week. And then each week, also, there is a section for weekly goal setting. However, if it's a new month, it's going to be monthly focus, so more broader goals and broad reflection. And like I said, each day, different prompts. They're all different types of prompts. So some of them are structured and more futuristic. Some of them are more reflection-based. And there's like little mind dump sections. I could talk about this forever. But with that, let's get into why journaling is beneficial and why we like it.
There's also a lot of different types of journaling. And we'll talk about like different topics or different ways to approach it, because there are so many different ones. And
oh, for sure. There are infinite ways. Like, there's like a blank journal and you get to fill it with anything and everything. Like,
right.
It is so up to you.
But it's also overwhelming when it's just blank. So
right.
To have these like different approaches and different types of prompts and stuff to actually get you thinking about cool things and being intentional
with
it.
The prompts are just to get
cool.
You started. Like, you can take it anyway after you get going on a prompt. But journaling, you can really just tailor it to what you need and what is going to benefit you. And I think that's where I know I've gained a lot of clarity and understanding motivation for myself is through journaling, because I'm able to use it to my benefit.
I think journaling is something that I don't do it as consistently as I would like to. I've gone through phases where I'm like, I'm going to journal every day. And that has just never been super realistic for me, but it's still something that I like to do often, and I try to do it as often as possible, and it's always been a goal of mine to get in that more consistent habit of it, because I really do enjoy it, and I like how it makes me feel. when I do find that I am consistently journaling, or like the time that it's most beneficial for me, is like recentering myself. If I feel like I have kind of just been living and letting life happen a bit, or if it's been like super fast paced and I haven't gotten a second to just like chill and like think about my life in the moment, a like reflective journal and then talking about
futuristic
what I've been doing, how I feel, and then like what I want to do and feel like moving forward. Mm-hmm. Those times are super beneficial because it just feels like you're creating a clean slate and it recenters and resets me.
Yeah, for sure. And like you were saying, I go through phases of super consistent journaling and then, you know, not journaling super consistently for a while. And I do find that in those phases where I'm trying to get myself back into it, it is so much more difficult because I feel like there's so much more, there's so much that I've missed that I want to get out, but I haven't given myself the opportunity to if I haven't been journaling. So then when I go to journal, there's just so much that I want to say and so many directions that I want to take my mind with it. So that's why adding it to your routine and trying to do it on a more consistent basis.
I totally feel that because
so helpful. It keeps the flow going and it makes it so that you don't have to fully recenter yourself as frequently, maybe.
Yeah, I feel that because if I let a long time go in between, then I have like so many things that I want to talk about. And I'm like, okay, is this going to be about my health? Is this going to be about social life? Is this going to be about career? Like, and it feels overwhelming to try to talk about like everything at once. So either picking one topic to tackle or doing it more frequently so that you can take things like day by day, week by week, that kind of vibe.
And that is where the journal prompts help in that sense, because it kind of guides your mind to specific areas or specific questions. It can be overwhelming when you have just a blank page, you know, trying to figure out where to take it when you're journaling. So that's where guided questions and more targeted things can really help you to filter through all of your thoughts and everything. And that's why, for me, I love journaling because it gives me clarity on any situation. And because it is just you and, you know, your thoughts, whatever you're writing down, you have the freedom to kind of go in every single direction. You can be like if you can see my hand right now, I'm waving it in circles because it doesn't have to be a straight line. Like, there is no end point. Even if you start answering one question, if your mind flows to answer another question, that's the whole point of journaling, is to understand your thoughts and to gain clarity and understanding of that.
Yeah, if I have a blank page and I have like a lot of things kind of overwhelming me in my mind, I just start writing about like everything that's going on. And usually my mind will like pick something that it focuses on. Like, I'll just start writing about like, oh, I've been doing this.
It takes a second to get into it, but once you do, you can go forever.
Right. It's like, I'll be like, oh, I did this and this. And then all of a sudden I've like filled an entire page talking about like one specific thing. And I'm like, huh, I didn't know I was going to take this there, but
that was such a big part, but I guess it is. And that's what journaling helps with, for clarity and understanding. The other thing with prompts, especially, they keep you motivated because they keep you thinking about what you want and how you want to achieve it. And it keeps your goals in the forefront of your mind. And that is super motivating. As well as something that I use journaling for mostly is keeping me present and keeping me aware of my emotions, thoughts, feelings, everything. That is, for me, one of my biggest intentions with journaling, is to gain awareness of myself.
It totally makes you feel so much more present, so much more connected with yourself. And I've really learned this past year or so that being connected with yourself is such a huge thing. Like, that really is what so many things come down to. Fitness, health, self-confidence, productivity, achieving things, social life. Like, everything is rooted in how connected you are with yourself, your self-talk, and the relationship that you have with yourself. And journaling is something that when you're doing it consistently, you build this, like, honest relationship with yourself where sometimes you find yourself, if you're not used to journaling that much, like if I go to write something, sometimes I'm like, do I want to actually say this? Do I want to actually say this is how I'm feeling or this is what I want? Because then I'm writing it into reality and then I have to kind of face that, you
That is
know?
really scary, but that is the point that for me, that's what I need out of
Right.
journaling, because I'm not going to be saying this stuff. I'm not going to admit it, but then I kind of am forced to, and it is very helpful. Let me tell you,
Yeah.
it has been very helpful.
Like if deep down you're feeling some type of way, but you just kind of keep suppressing it and you're not bringing it up, you're not like accepting it, or if there's something that's like bothering you and you just kind of keep pushing it down, when you journal about it and you write about it and you just try to be as honest as possible about those things, it's very freeing and it just builds this like stronger relationship with yourself and it's gonna help you, like in Catherine has said, have more clarity, be more confident in who you are, and just be really present and connected with yourself. And I think, God, I could say it 100 times, but being present is just at the core, like it might be one of the keys to life, honestly.
Well,
It's
it
trying to,
is. And that's something
like,
that I do struggle with.
this balance of being present and living in the moment while also always thinking about your future and manifesting your future. Like,
But doing it from a present perspective.
right. Like, what can I do right now that's gonna help my future? Not, oh, I wish I could be doing this, or I wish I'm doing this in the future, but like, how can I enjoy right now and also take steps now that are going to help me down the line? That balance of somehow being in the present while positively impacting your future is like the key to life, and it's what I've been trying to discover recently. And journaling is something that can really help you with that because it's going to really help you stay present and connected with yourself and kind of bring your emotions and current feelings into light, while also goal setting and setting your intentions for the future.
Right. So, I mean, there are a million different ways to take it. We've talked a lot about the mind dump. So, mind dump is just filling a blank page with your thoughts and letting your mind take it wherever it needs to go, whatever you need more clarity in, talk about it. Put all your thoughts, get them out. Mind dump right there. Some other forms of journaling with more structured prompts that I've found super helpful are, journaling in the morning to set up your day. You can think from a more futuristic perspective. And I'll read you some of the ones that I have in my journal. So, for one of these morning prompts, setting up the day, some of the questions are, what are you grateful for today? What's your intention for the day? What can you do today to bring yourself closer to the person that you want to become? And how will you feel as you accomplish those things? I think that's one of the keys, is focusing on feelings and that awareness as you go through all of these. And that is just a small selection of possible journal prompts. You could, again, take it in infinite ways. So the opposite of that is a more reflective perspective. So, whether it be at the end of the day, at the end of a week, month, at the end of an event or situation that you want to reflect on in positive, negative ways, use it for growth, use it for like inspiration. This form of reflection can be super valuable in understanding yourself and who you want to become. So, one of my journal prompts from a Sunday, so reflecting on the week, is what drained your energy this week? What replenished your energy this week? And what did you accomplish this week, and what are you proud of yourself for this week? So, kind of introspective, reflecting on yourself and how you went about certain things and how things have been impacting your life. So, you can use this reflection to understand points of growth that you might want to make, and you can use this reflection to understand what you want more of and what you want to continue doing in your life, what's benefiting you already. So, more futuristic journal prompts and then some reflective journal prompts, as well as that mind dump, are, I think, my three main ways that I like to journal. And then, I think this way a lot in my head, and I'm maybe it's a little bit scary to put it on paper, but more of those super deep introspective questions. I love thinking about those too. So I have a list here of some of my favorite ones that I've talked about and ones that I've come across with these kind of deeper thoughts. So again, this is you and you right there in that journal. And that's what's beneficial. So some of these deeper thoughts can be, what is something people misunderstand about you and what do you want to tell them? So you get infinite space to write that narrative for yourself and understand it in your head. One of my favorites, are you happy with your own company? If so, why? And if not, what can you do now to help you get to that point? So really just digging deep on yourself. Again, these don't have to be everyday journal questions, but these are super valuable as you get more comfortable with it. And as you get more comfortable with yourself, you can just go so deep into all this stuff.
So another a little bit different strategy or kind of way that I like to journal is scripting, which is a form of manifesting. And this is something that kind of got me into journaling to begin with a few years ago. I think it was like 2019-ish. I remember learning about scripting and doing it every so often. And basically, it's writing about things that you want in the future, but as if it's the present. And you're speaking about it as if it's happening to you right now. You're talking about what that thing is, what your life looks like, how it feels, how you think, like you're grateful for having these things right now. And basically you're telling the universe, like, thank you for giving me these things. This is what I wanted. This is how it's making me feel.
Right. All the little details that really make an experience or an event or you happen.
And what you find is, like, you kind of put yourself in this alternate universe where this is your life and your situation, and you're writing about this, and, like, you truly believe it, and then you're putting those vibes out in the universe, and, like, I can tell you that this works, whether it's from the waves in the universe and they're sending you the things back to you.
Or it's just you committing to the shit you're gonna do. Or, like, it works.
Or if it's just you putting these thoughts in your brain that, like, you can have these things that you want, you can be this person that you want, and it's just something that helps you believe in yourself. Like, either way, like, I can tell you that it works because I've been doing it every once in a while for years, but that sort of, like, it switches things from I want this to
I will, I am,
to I have this. Yeah. And even if you don't have it right now, it's making you comfortable with the thought that you can have it. So whatever it is, it's like, if you want to reach certain health and fitness goals, write about those things as if you have them. Write about what your mindset is like and how you think about yourself and how
exactly
you look
how
and
you
how
feel
it makes you feel
you,
and what you do and all of these things. If it's something that you just want in life, like, you can do it for the most random things. And then another thing that I do is if there's, like, something super specific that I want, I will literally write it out 50 times as if I already have it. Like, I'll write a sentence. So if it's something that I want, I'll be like, I'm so happy that I have this. Or I'll be like, I'm so grateful that this happened. Or I feel so proud that I accomplished this. You just write it out like 50 times.
I think it's so interesting that adding that feeling makes it real and it makes it more tangible and more achievable and more, it just, yeah, it makes it more genuine to you if you're talking about it, how you experience it. So, again, a completely different way of journaling. There are so many possibilities. And as you continue to journal and try new things out, you're going to find what works for you and what you enjoy with that. I mean, we could talk about all this stuff. Like, I love talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure we'll do a more in-depth episode in the future, but this is kind of just like a crash course 101, like, what are our different approaches to journaling? How do we feel like they have helped us?
And I think journaling, understanding journaling, is a very visual thing. So that's why I love posting pictures of, like, journal prompts on a page that we can do together on my Instagram. And of course, creating an actual journal is so helpful in that. And, like, I'll talk about it forever, but I'm so excited to share this with you. So if you want more information on my journal, I talk about it all the time on Instagram, on the Discord, but daily to-do and daily journal prompts, as well as weekly topics, weekly...
Educational topics, right?
Yeah, super educational topics, but in a digestible way. Yeah. Just like a quick little blurb. And then, you know, monthly and weekly goal setting and reflection, all wrapped up into a journal. So the journal starts, the page starts on January 1, and it will be available right after Christmas, and you can get it through, I'm gonna put it on Etsy, it's just a downloadable ebook format, so you can print it if you have like an iPad, you can put it on your computer, phone, whatever, you can really customize it to yourself, but I will continue to share about it as it gets closer to the launch.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about it more on the podcast. We'll talk about it on your Instagram. But you said it's going to go live right after Christmas to be like the week before the new year.
Yeah, because it starts on the new year. So that's the intention with that.
Cool.
And that is what we're giving away today.
So the winner of yesterday's giveaway of a Bow and Tee workout set, which is a very cute pink workout set, by the way, is Nina Schramm. So congrats, Nina. We will DM you with more information on how we're going to get that set to you. And for today's giveaway, which is going to be in Catherine's journal and planner, which you're going to get before anyone else, and of course, we'll send you some stickers as well. To enter that, this is going to be a fun one. Look at in Catherine's Instagram and find her favorite picture or post and repost that on your story and tag her. So today's giveaway is all about Catherine.
That's
going to
be so interesting.
You're getting her journal and, you know, she wants to see, or I kind of want to see you because I decided that this was going to be how you enter.
Yeah, I'm finding out with you guys
either
right now.
What your favorite picture is or what your favorite post is. If there's something that was like really motivating to you, repost it on your story and tag her and you will be entered to win this exclusive journal before anyone else gets to it. And that's it for today. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope you're enjoying Podmas. I know you are. Okay, bye.